福音的第五章和路加福音的第八章。
In Matthew 8, Mark 5, and Luke 8.
记载了一个人。
It recorded of a person.
在我们来看就是一个疯子。
To us, he's a madman.
因为他住在荒郊野岭。
Because he lived in the wilderness.
他住在坟营里面。
He lived in the graveyard.
他每天在山里面奔跑喊叫。
In the wilderness, he often ran around screaming.
别人用铁链把他捆起来。
Others have chained him up in steel.
但是呢，他把铁链给挣断了。
But he even broke the steel and the chains.
他用石头砍自己，砍得自己遍体鳞伤。
And he hit himself over and over with stones so that his skin was ragged.
没有人能够制服他。
Nobody can overpower him.
直到有一天主耶稣来了。
Until one day, Lord Jesus came.
赶出了他身上的鬼。
Cast out the demon in him.
使他成为一个正常的人。
To cause him to be a normal person.
这就是我们的故事。
This is our story.
我们在信主之前就是这样。
This is how we were before we were believers.
我们生活在黑暗里面。
We live in the darkness.
我们生活在坟墓里面。
We live in the grave.
我们像死人一样。
We're like dead men.
我们像疯子一样。
We're like madmen.
但是有一天主的恩典临到我们。
One day our Lord's grace has come upon us.
神拯救了我们。
God saved us.
使我们成为一个新的创造。
To cause us to be a new creatures.
使我们开始了一个新的生活。
To give us a new life.
那么我们怎么样过这样的生活？
So how should we live this new life?
我发现呢，在这个新的生活里面有四个方面是很重要的。
I realize that there's four sides, four aspects of this new life that are very important.
概括起来呢，就是衣食住行。
To summarize, it's clothing, bread or food, life, and our behavior.
所以我们年轻人哈，如果你还有机会生四个孩子的话。
So our young people, if you have still have the opportunity to give birth to four,
给他们起名的时候，建议呢，考虑呢，就用这四个字。
I strongly advise you think of these terms when naming them.
叫王一、王十、王住、王行，多好。
王一、王十、王住、王行。To give them some name like that.
那么，如果讲到属灵的方面。
When it comes to spiritual things.
那么一呢，就是讲到我们在神的面前，在人的面前，我们有没有义，或我们有没有穿上公义的衣服。
So when speaking of clothing, it's talking about our righteousness and whether we have the clothes of righteousness in front of God.
圣经讲我们是要披戴基督。
The Bible tells us we ought to clothe ourselves in Christ.
基督成为我们的义。
Christ becomes our righteousness.
食呢，讲到基督是我们的天上的粮，我们必须吃它。
And food, Christ is the bread of heaven, and we must eat and drink him.
住呢，主耶稣说他是葡萄树，他要我们住在他里面。
For living, the Lord tells us he is a grapevine, and we must abide in him.
行呢，则是讲到我们要与主同行。
And behavior is, how we must walk with God.
时间的关系，今天我想可能只能够分享前面两点。
Due to time constraints, I think I can only share the first two.
以后有机会呢，我们可以分享后面两点。
We'll use other opportunities to finish it up.
好，我们先有一点祷告。
Let's have a short prayer.
主，我们感谢你再次给我们机会，一同聚集在你面前。
Lord, thank you for giving us a chance to gather before you again.
主，我们感谢你，让我们有机会一同听你的话。
Thank you that we have the chance to listen to your words.
因为你的话就是生命的粮。
Because your words are the bread of life.
你的话也是我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
And also the lamp before our feet, the light for our path.
你在你的话里把你自己向我们启示。
In your word, you reveal yourself to us.
你又把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
And you give us also the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
使我们可以听见你的话，可以让我们也可以明白你的话。
Help us hear and also to understand.
因为你的话向我们解开的时候，
So when your words are revealed to us,
主，我们就有智慧。
We have wisdom.
主，我们也能够从你得到生命。
We can also receive more life.
我们也可以从你得到供应。
to be provisioned by you.
使我们可以来跟随你。
To cause us to follow you.
神的话在我们里面可以改变我们。
Scriptures can change our life from the inside.
主求你今天向我们施恩。
So Lord, may you be gracious to us.
把你的话大大的赏赐给我们。
Bless us with your word abundantly.
让我们被你的话所得着。
So that we can be begotten by you.
你用你的话来改变我们。
Use your words to change us.
也用你的话来建造你的教会。
And also use your words to build up your church.
向我们说话。
Speak to us.
让我们凡有耳的都可以听见。
So that all who have ears let us hear.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 其实呢，在若干年前我分享过这个题目。
Actually, in the past, I've shared this topic.
不知道，我估计大概大家都不记得。
I assume nobody really remembers.
那我们先来看马太福音第二十二章，从第一节开始。
Let's first look at Matthew chapter 22, starting with verse 1.
Matthew 22, we read from the first verse to the 14th verse.
Matthew 22, 1 to 14, we'll look at.
无论用中文、用英文，我们一起来念。
Whether in Chinese or English, we'll read together.
好，我们一起开始。
Let's start.
耶稣又用比喻对他们说：天国好比一个王，为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。王又打发别的仆人说：你们告诉那被招的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。那些人不理就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去，其余的拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。于是对仆人说：喜宴已经齐备，只是所招的人不配，所以你们要往岔路上去，凡遇见的都招来赴席。那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见的不论善恶都招聚了来，宴席上就坐满了客。王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，就对他说：朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。于是王对使唤的人说：捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外面的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。在这个比喻里面，王，那个王给儿子啊娶亲的王呢，他就是神。
In this parable, the king who have a wedding banquet for his son, that is the Father God.
他为儿子的娶亲而大摆宴席。
But for his son's wedding banquet, for his wedding, he made a banquet.
为着这个宴席呢，他事先已经拟定好宾客的名单。
For the banquet, he has already came up with a list of guests.
他不是临时才想起来说要邀请哪些人。
He didn't think out of the blue to who from whom to invite.
跟我们今天办婚礼是一样。
Like our weddings today.
很多年轻人一年之前就开始拟定这个名单。
Many young folks start preparing for their wedding a year ahead of time.
然后呢，早早就发出邀请，叫大家把时间留好。
And invitations are sent out very early to tell the guests to arrange their time.
王的这个宴席也是一样。
The king's banquet is the same way.
到了宴席的当天。
On the day of the banquet.
宴席预备好了之后。
After everything has been prepared.
然后就是第三节说，王呢派人再去邀请。
It's what it says in verse 3. He sent his servant, the king sent his servant who has been invited to the banquet.
但是这些人不肯来。
But they refused to go.
然后呢，王到第四节的时候，王第三次向这些宾客发出邀请。
So by verse 4, it is the third invitation that the king sent out to these people.
结果呢，还是被拒绝。
And he was still rejected.
读到这里的时候，你不要觉得奇怪。
When you come to this verse, don't think it's strange.
因为你可能会想，如果我接到这样的邀请的话，
you may think to yourself, if I got this kind of invitation,
无论如何我都要去。
No matter what, I will go.
其实呢，并不一定。
But actually, maybe not.
因为参加这样一个婚宴是非常非常费时的。
Because to attend a banquet like this, it takes a great deal of time.
当时的犹太人他们都知道。
The Jews at the time knew.
说这样一个婚宴很可能要延续好多天。
This kind of banquet will take many, many days.
无论对当时的人还是对现在的人，这都是很大的负担。
No matter if it's the people back then or people now, this is a very heavy burden.
就像我们回国一样。
It's like when we go back to China.
好多人找你吃饭。
Many people will invite you to go eat.
同学要找你，同事要找你，亲戚朋友要找你，长辈要找你，小辈要找你。
Students, colleagues, friends, teachers, elders, and younger people.
听说过你名的，你都不大熟的，可能也要找你。
People who barely know you, they might come looking for you.
我们有的时候不得不想方设法来推脱这些宴请。
Sometimes we come up with ways and excuses to escape these.
但是今天我们读到的这个比喻里面，
But in the parable that we're reading right now,
是一个王向我们发出邀请。
It's a king's invitation to us.
这对我们来讲是莫大的恩典，是我们本来根本不配的。
To us, it's something that is of grace. It's something that we don't deserve at all.
而且我们绝对不能推脱。
And we cannot delay.
如果我们拒绝了呢？
If we refuse,
结果会很惨。
The consequences will be dire.
我们知道在这个比喻里面，
We know that in this parable,
那些拒绝王的邀请的宾客，他们就是以色列人。
Those who we know from this passage that those who have rejected the king's offer are the Israelites.
他们拒绝神的邀请，他们拒绝神的救恩。
They rejected God's invitation and His salvation.
他们不肯来参加神儿子的婚宴。
They didn't want to go to the son's wedding.
结果呢，就受到神的惩罚。
So then they suffered the judgment, punishment.
但是这个故事的精彩之处。
But the heart of the story
还不在于呢，到这里就结束了。
It's not the end. It's not here.
还有下面一半。
There's another half of it.
接下来呢，王就吩咐他手下的人出去。
Later, the king dispatches his servants to go out.
到大路上，到岔路口。
To go to the street corners.
把所有遇见的人，不论善恶，都招来婚宴。
To invite all those are righteous and those are not to the wedding.
我们知道呢。这就是神的救恩临到了外邦人。
We also know that this is God's salvation coming to Gentiles.
这些本来与王的宴席无份无关的人，竟然受到了邀请。
Those who had nothing to do with the king's banquet actually got the invitation.
所以呢，他们就欢欢喜喜来到王的宴席参加婚宴。
So they joyously and gladly came to the banquet.
一时间。在这个宴席上坐满了宾客。
And in a moment, the banquet was filled with guests.
这个时候王出现。
This time the king came out.
他看到有一个人没有穿着礼服就来了。
He noticed one person who didn't have this garment, this dress or garment.
王好像一眼就看见了他。
It's almost as if the king saw him immediately.
然后来到他面前对他说。
So the king came to him and said,
朋友，你到这里来。怎么没穿？怎么不穿礼服呢
？Friend, how did you get in here without the wedding clothes?
圣经说，那人无言以答。
The scripture said the man was speechless.
因为按照当时的风俗
，Because according to the traditions then,
当你来到参加一个婚宴的时候
，When you're coming to a wedding banquet,
你不用为你的礼服担心。
You don't have to worry about your dress.
你穿什么？其实你不用担心你穿什么。
You don't have to worry about what you have to wear.
因为王呢会为你预备礼服。
Because the king will provide it for you.
所以如果一个宾客他没有穿着礼服，
So if a guest does not wear this garment provided for him,
说明呢他是穿着自己的衣服就来到了这个宴席。
It reveals that he wore his own stuff to come.
他对王所预备的礼服不屑一顾。
He doesn't care at all about the king's garment.
这样的人虽然他来到了宴席。
This kind of person, even though he's at the banquet,
他的下场会怎样？
What is his aftermath?
那个时候，
At that time,
以色列人大户人家请人吃饭的时候，
When the Israelites invite others to eat,
大部分是在夜间，
Usually it's in the evening.
吃饭的客厅呢, 当然是灯火通明。
The hall, the room for the dining hall is usually lit by candles.
而在外院则有一个特殊的小黑屋。
For in the courtyard or outside, there's a special dark room.
如果仆人在宴席上得罪了主人,
if a servant or servants have offended the owner,
主人就用绳子把他捆起来,
the owner will tie him up with ropes,
丢在小黑屋里面,
will throw him into that little room,
等到第二天天亮的时候, 来审判, 来收拾他,
until the second day, then he'll punish him and deal with him.
仆人呢, 就在那里哀哭切齿,
so the servant will be there gnashing his teeth and weeping,
战惊恐惧等候天明的审判,
so fearfully, frightfully awaiting his judgment.
这是呢, 这个比喻的背景。
This is the background of this parable.
下面我们来思考两个问题。
Let's consider two questions.
第一个问题,
First,
王为宾客预备的礼服是什么?
Firstly, what is this garment that the king has provided for the guests?
第二, 这个不穿礼服的人是谁?
Second, who is the one who is not wearing the garment?
当我们讲到衣服的时候,
when we talk about clothing,
当我们想到王为他的宾客预备礼服的时候,
when we think about the fact that the king provided this for the guests,
很自然呢, 我们就会想到圣经的一开始在创世纪,
naturally, we would think about the beginning of the Bible in Genesis.
我们的始祖犯了罪,
our ancestors sinned.
神来到伊甸园,
God came to the Garden of Eden,
向人类发出第一个问题,
asked them his first question,
人啊, 你在哪里?
Man, where are you?
这个时候亚当和夏娃他们战战兢兢地从他们所躲藏的树林里面出来。
At this time, Adam and Eve sheepishly came out from the bushes they were hiding from.
身上穿着他们用无花果树编织的衣服。
Clothed in the things that they made from the leaves.
他们用无花果树编织的衣服来遮盖他们的羞耻。
They used the fig tree branches to cover their shame.
因犯罪而带给他们的羞耻。
Because of the shame caused by their sins.
这个时候,
at this time,
神用动物的皮给他们做了一件衣服穿。
The Lord used the skin of an animal to clothe them.
神用动物的皮给他们制作的衣服乃是预表将来神要为我们预备一个祭物。
This covering of the animal skin represented the future covering of sin for us.
他为我们牺牲, 他成为我们的遮盖。
For us, he has sacrificed himself and became our covering.
这件用动物皮所做的衣服,
this garment made of the animal skin,
就是王在他儿子的婚宴上为客人所预备的礼服。
It is the same gift that the king had prepared for his guests.
这不是别的,
this is none other,
乃是神的儿子, 就是我们的主耶稣基督。
None other but the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
我们今天之所以能够坦然无惧来到神的面前,
us being able to come boldly and fearlessly before our Lord,
因为耶稣基督成为我们的义,
is because Jesus Christ has become our righteousness,
成为我们公义的衣服,
to become our clothing of righteousness,
成为我们的遮盖,
become our covering.
所以没有这件衣服,
so without it,
我们没有一个人能够来到神的面前。
Without this garment, none of us can come before the Father.
那么那个不穿礼服的人是谁呢?
So who then is the person who doesn't wear the garment?
他是一个企图以自己的义和自己的好行为来到神面前的人。
He is someone who approaches God in his own righteousness and his own works.
千万不要以为这和我们没有关系。
Definitely don't think that this has nothing to do with us.
因为在我们当中,
because among us,
也许我们不知道,
perhaps we are not aware,
其实我们可能正是这样的人,
but we may just be exactly like that.
我们可能相信了一些道理,
we may have believed some doctrine.
我们可能很早就来了教会,
maybe we have come to church very early.
我们可能一直到现在每周都来教会。
Maybe up until now we show up every week.
我们可能参加教会所有的聚会和活动。
We may attend every single meeting in our church.
我们可能也受了洗。
Maybe we have been even baptized.
我们可能在教会里面忙碌。
Maybe we're busy with services in our church.
但是我们却从来没有蒙神的光照。
But maybe we never received the light from our God.
我们从来没有认识到我们实在是一个罪人。
We have never truly recognized that we are sinners.
在神的公义面前，我们的行为不过是破烂的衣服。
In the holiness of God, our best works may be ordinary, filthy rags.
以至于呢，我们从来没有从我们的内心真实的悔改。
To the point where that we never really repented in our hearts.
如果我们是这样的话，
If we are like this,
我们就像那个穿着自己的衣服来到王的儿子的婚宴上的人。
Then we are exactly like that person who showed up to the banquet in his own clothing.
我们是一个没有真实得救的人。
We are not truly saved.
我们不过是在外表上得救了。
We are externally saved only.
我们不过是穿着自己的衣服来到神的面前。
We are only wearing our own clothing to come before the Father.
如果是这样的话，
If this is us,
我们的结局将来就是在黑暗里面哀哭切齿。
The consequence of our in the future, we will be judged and we will gnash our teeth and weep.
上次有一个讲员到我们这里来。
Last time a speaker came among us.
他说他们每周都有一个 challenge.
He said that they have a weekly challenge.
那对我们当中的，对我们来讲，我想今天对我们的一个挑战，这个礼拜对我们的一个挑战，就是我们回去之后真的是求神来光照我们。
I think our challenge for this coming week is really to go home and ask God to shine in our hearts.
就是我们真的得救了吗？
To ask ourselves, are we truly born again, saved?
我们真的是披戴的主耶稣基督来到神的面前吗？
Are we really clothed in Christ already to come before the Father?
在我们开始讨论基督徒的生活的方方面面、林林种种之前。
Before we even start discussing the lifestyle and all these things related to the Christian life,
这是我们第一个要思想、要解决的问题。
This is our first and foremost question and the thing we have to deal with.
因为一个真实的基督徒的生活，
because a genuine believer's life,
是以真心相信、接受耶稣基督开始。
Starts with accepting and knowing Christ.
没有这样一个改变，
if this change does not happen,
我们就还没有得救。
We are not saved.
我们自然谈不上基督徒生活。
We cannot even begin to talk about the Christian life.
好，讲到衣服。
When it comes to clothing,
圣经让我们看到，我们还有另外一件。
Scripture also reveals to us another pair of clothing.
在启示录第十九章。
In Revelation 19.
第七节第八节。
7 and 8.
启示录十九章第七节第八节，我们一块来念。
Revelation 19:7-8.
好，我们一起来。
Let's start.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚宴的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。请注意，这里面中文说圣徒所行的义。
Take note, and in Chinese it says the righteous acts of the saints.
有一些版本其实这里面就是圣徒的义。
Some translations say this in the righteousness of the apostles.
这时我们再看到这里面讲到衣服。
So when we talk about fine linen, the clothing here,
也讲到义。
Also righteous.
圣经里面常常把衣服比喻作义，把义比喻作我们的衣服。
The Bible often associates righteousness with our clothing and vice versa.
前面我们讲到呢，我们有一件衣服。
Earlier we talked about we have a piece of clothing.
就是我们主耶稣基督，他成为我们的义。
And that is our Christ becoming our righteousness.
这一节经文呢，在启示录里面，我们看到将来在新天新地里面。
This one in Revelations, it tells us in the new heaven and new earth in the future.
有一个羔羊的婚宴。
There's a feast of the Lamb.
既然是婚宴，当然就有新郎。
Since it's a banquet, of course there is a groom.
也有新娘,
as well as a bride.
那么新娘来到这个婚宴,
so what kind of clothing does the bride come with?
启示录说,
this passage in Revelation tells us, she comes in fine linen, bright and clean.
而这呢,
and this is the righteousness of saints.
将来在新天新地高原的婚宴里面, 新妇来到这个婚宴呢,
in the future, in this new heaven, new earth banquet, the bride will be dressed in the righteousness of saints.
圣经里面讲到义的时候, 义这个字, 其实呢, 是法庭上的用语。
When the Bible tells about righteousness, it's a forensic legal term.
就是说到当法官在宣告一个判决的时候,
it's when a judge announces the verdict on a suspect.
有两种结果,
there are only two possibilities.
一个是定你有罪,
one is guilty,
或者呢宣告你无罪,
or not guilty.
宣告无罪就是称你为义。
To knock out your sins is to declare you righteous.
圣经告诉我们说有两种审判。
The Bible tells us there's two kinds of judgments.
所以呢,在这两种审判里面就有两种不同的称义。
So in these two kinds of judgments, there's two different names that we're called by.
第一种审判叫做白色大宝座前的审判。
First one is the judgment of the white throne.
在这个审判里面,凡是信耶稣的人,神都称他们为义。
In this one, whoever is a believer of Christ, God will declare them righteous.
神使基督成为我们的义。
God causes Jesus to become our righteousness.
还有另外一个审判。
The other one is
叫做神家里的审判。
Is the judgment of the household of God.
这个也许是我们不太熟悉的。
Perhaps this is something we're less familiar with.
所以呢，我们多看一些经文，多看一些神的话。
So let's move on and look at another part of the Bible.
我们先来看希伯来书第10章第30节。
Take a look at Hebrews 10:30.
希伯来书第10章第30节。
Hebrews 10:30.
好，我们一起来念。因为我们知道谁说深渊在我，我必报应；又说主要审判他的百姓。主要审判他的百姓。
The Lord will judge his people.
彼得前书第4章第17节。
1 Peter 4:17.
彼得前书4章17节。
1 Peter 4:17.
我们还是一块来念。
Let's again read together.
彼得前书4章17节。 好，我们一块来念。 因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起始。 若是先从我们起手, 那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢? 这讲到在神的家里的审判, 是神要审判他的百姓, 就是呢, 我们这些属于他的子民。
This verse talks about judgment within God's house, that is us, those who are in his household.
在这个审判面前, 我们是否能够称义?
In this kind of judgment, can we be declared righteous?
就看我们穿着什么样的衣服来到这个审判。
That depends on what kind of clothing we come before him with.
要回答这个问题, 我们需要知道这个审判是一个什么样的审判。
To answer this question, we must understand what kind of judgment this is.
神是根据什么来审判我们。
What kind of basis does the Lord have?
圣经让我们看到至少有3个方面。
The Bible tells us at least 3 aspects of this.
首先呢,是根据我们的行为。
Firstly, it's determined by our behavior.
Our works.
Our works. Works or behavior.
彼得前书1章17节。
1 Peter 1:17.
彼得前书1章17节。
1 Peter 1:17.
好，我们一起来念。 你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父。 就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。 来审判人，他是公义的，他不偏待人，他按我们的行为来审判我们。
It says here that the Lord judges each person according to their work, impartially.
所以呢，我们要存着敬畏的心，度我们在世的日子。
Therefore, we ought to live our time in reverent fear as foreigners.
什么是我们的行为？
What is our behavior?
那就是我们在世人面前的见证。
That is our testimony before the people of the world.
这就是我们的衣服。
This is our clothing.
人虽然看不到我们的内心，看不到我们里面生命是什么样。
Even though no one can look into our hearts and see what our hearts are like.
但是他们可以看见我们的行为。
But they can see our acts.
看不到我们的内心。
They can't see into our hearts.
但是可以看见我们穿什么衣服。
They can see what kind of clothing we wear.
衣服常常可以表明我们这个人的特性。
The clothing can often reveal our specialties, individual specialties.
我们的喜好。
Our interests and hobbies.
我们的品味和气质。
Our temperament, our behaviors.
虽然今天，比方说我没有看到 JR。
For example, today I didn't see JR.
但我相信呢，他今天肯定没有穿一件花衣服。
But I believe that he definitely didn't wear something, something colorful.
因为我们的衣服常常跟我们的内心是一致的。
Because often our clothing is just a reflection of our hearts.
我们要知道神非常非常看重我们的行为。
Our Lord is very concerned and care about our behavior.
不知道大家注意没有。
I don't know if you noticed.
在启示录里面给七个教会的七封书信里面。
In the letters that Lord Jesus gave to the seven churches.
一共有多少次提到我知道你们的行为。
How many times did he mention the words, I know what you're like.
Works.
I know your works.
以弗所的教会。
The Church of Ephesians.
主说我知道你的行为劳碌和忍耐。
I know your acts, your endurance, and your good deeds.
推亚推拉的教会。
For the Church of Zeal. 对。For the Church in Theatira.
主说我知道你的行为爱心勤劳忍耐又知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。
He said, I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you're doing more than you did at first.
对撒迪的教会。
To the church in Sardis.
主说我知道你的行为。
I know your deeds.
安明你是活的其实你是死的。
You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Because I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God.
对腓拉铁腓教会。
For the church in Philadelphia.
主说我知道你的行为你略有一点力量。
Says I know your deeds, but you don't have but you have little strength.
最后呢对老底家的教会。
And finally to the church in Laodicea.
主说我知道你的行为你不冷也不热。
Says I know your deeds, you're neither cold or hot.
特别是老底家的教会。
Especially the church in Laodicea.
他们自以为是富足的，是丰富的，是一样不缺的，样样都好。
They thought they're wealthy and they're very good and they have everything.
但是主说，你看你的行为。
But the Lord said, look at your deeds.
你是贫穷的，你是可怜的，你是瞎眼的，你是赤身露体的，你是羞耻的。
You're pitiful, you're poor, wretched, blind, and naked.
你要悔改。
You must repent.
你要买白衣穿上。
You must cover yourself in white clothing.
这个白衣就是呢，在羔羊的婚宴上圣徒所穿的洁白的细麻衣。
These white clothes represent the lamb's banquet, the clothes that they will be wearing.
所以，如果我们没有这件衣服的话
，So if we don't have this clothes.
将来我们在神的面前就像是赤身露体，就像老底家的教会一样。
Then the future will be just like the members in the church of Laodicea, pitiful and naked.
从这些圣经里面，我们就知道神何等看重我们的行为。
From these passages, we see that the Lord's heart cares a lot about our deeds and actions.
主告诉他的门徒说：“你们要有好行为。”
The Lord tells his disciples, you must have good deeds.
因为当世人看见你们好行为的时候，他们就把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Because when the people of the world look at your good deeds, they'll give the thanks to the Father in heaven.
如果基督徒没有好行为的话，
If Christians do not have good deeds,
我们就会常常使人跌倒。
We will often cause others to stumble.
将来在神的审判的时候，
In the future, when judgment comes,
神要责备我。
We will be rebuked by God.
我们再来看雅各书第二章二十四节。
Let's go on to James 2. James chapter 2, verse 24.
雅各书二章二十四节。
James 2, 24.
好，我们一起来念。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。我们常常不太敢讲这些经文。
So this verse, we often don't dare say it.
因为这里说人称义是因着行为。
Because here it seems to say that the people are declared righteous by their works.
不是单因着信。
By what he does, but not merely by faith alone.
但是感谢主。
But thank our God.
因为告诉我们说，当我们面临神，当神审判我们的时候，
Because he tells us when he judges us,
如果我们有好行为，
if we have good behavior indeed,
如果我们有讨神喜悦的行为，
if we have deeds that please him,
神要称我们为义，
he will declare us righteous.
审判总是有两方面的，
judgment will always have two sides,
或者定罪，
either to condemn,
或者称义，
or exonerate.
将来我们在羔羊的婚宴上，
In the future, when we go to the banquet of the Lamb,
如果我们穿着洁白的细麻衣，
we go before him in the white fine linen dress,
如果我们从我们里面能够显出圣徒的义来，
if we can manifest in ourselves the righteousness of saints,
圣经告诉我们说神要称我们为义，
the Bible tells us we will be declared righteous.
我们再来看一节经文，
Let's look at another passage.
哥林多前书六章十一节。
First Corinthians 6:11.
六章十一节，哥林多前书，我们一块来念。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵。已经洗净成圣称义了。你说不对啊。
Well, you think to yourself, this isn't right.
这里面讲到洗净成圣称义，这次序是不是反了？
It says here you're washed, sanctified, and justified. Isn't the order a little backwards?
我们不是应该洗净称义成圣吗？
Shouldn't we be washed, sanctified, and then justified?
这里面我们再次看到称义，
Here we see again the word justified.
而且是在成圣之后，
And that is after being sanctified.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个称义是讲到在神家里面审判的称义。
Because this justification is talking about the justification in the household of God.
所以呢，圣经让我们看到，我们这几个阶段有洗净，或者说因信称义，然后呢成圣，然后呢最后一个因行为称义。
So God reveals to us in this verse that we are first washed, and then sanctified, and then justified.
这样呢，当我们面临基督台前的审判的时候，当我们在神的家里面审判的时候，我们就可以因行为称义。
So this way, when we come before the throne in the judgment of the household of God, we can be declared righteous.
好，这是呢，讲到神家里审判的第一方面。
This is the first aspect.
就是神按照我们的行为来审判我们。
And that is our Lord judges us according to our deeds.
第二个方面是我们的舌头。
Second aspect is our tongue.
我们中国人呢，常常把言语和行为联系在一起。
Chinese people often associate language and tongue together.
所以我们说言行，对不对？
Should we say 言行
Word and deeds.
Oh, so we say words and deeds.
我们不但要有好行为
Not only should we have good deeds.
我们也要管住自己的舌头
We must also control our own tongues. Tame our own tongues.
有些人什么都好
Some people are good at all things.
又热心、啊
very zealous.
脾气又好
Good temperament.
但是呢就是管不住自己的舌头
But they can't tame their own tongue.
结果会怎么样
So what happens to them?
马太福音第十二章第三十六节三十七节
In Matthew 16 Verse 16 and 17.
马太福音十二章三十六节三十七节
In Matthew 12:36 and 37.
主耶稣说
Lord Jesus said
我又告诉你们
But I tell you
凡人所说的闲话
For every empty word, people say.
当审判的时候，必要句句供出来。
For judgment, they'll have to give an account for.
当审判的日子，我们所说的闲话，我们说的每一句闲话，每一句流言碎语。
So in that day,
闲言碎语。
So in that day of judgment, every loose and careless word we have spoken.
特别是在人背后所说的。
Especially the ones. Spoken in secrecy.
主说句句都要供出来。
The Lord said every single word will be revealed.
如果是这样的话
if that is true,
管住我们的舌头是何等的要紧。
How important it is to tame our tongues.
因为到那一天我们所说的每一句闲话都要供出来。
Because that day every single word we have said will be revealed.
这是相当相当可怕的事。
This is a very scary thought.
我们常常说我们要敬畏神。
We often say we have to revere God.
如果我们管不住自己的舌头，其实就说明其我们里面并没有对神的敬畏。
If we can't control our tongue, then it speaks volumes about how we don't really do that in our hearts.
我们使人跌倒。
We cause people to stumble.
常常就是因为我们所说的闲话。
Oftentimes, it's because of what we say.
我们使人受伤害。
We hurt people.
常常也是因为我们所说的话。
It's also often because of the things we say.
我们可以做很多很多事去帮助别人。
We can do many things to help people.
但是常常就因为我们一句伤人的话。
But oftentimes, it's because of one phrase or one thing we said to somebody.
或者一句闲话。
Or one meaningless word.
就使人跌倒。
To cause them to stumble.
主说到审判的时候句句都要供出来。
The Lord said on the day of judgment, every empty word will have to be given account.
供出来怎么样呢?
What does it mean to be given account for?
主说你可以称义。
The Lord said you can be acquitted.
也可以被定罪。
Or you can be condemned.
就在乎我们舌头所结的果子。
It all depends on the fruit of our tongues.
如果我们所说的是安慰人的话，是造就人的话。
If we say things that are of comfort or things that build people up.
是激励人，是使人更加爱主的话。
Things that cause people to love the Lord more.
神说要凭这些话定你为义。
Then according to these words, we will be acquitted.
这就成为你在神面前公义的衣服。
So this equates to the righteous garment you have before God.
相反，如果我们说的都是闲话
，Conversely, if everything we say is coarse and meaningless,
那一天到神的面前被审判的时候
，Then on that day,
我们就好像是穿着破麻袋来到神的面前。
It will be as if we're showing up in ordinary dirty rags.
神要定我们的，要凭这些话定我们的罪。
The Father will condemn us.
也许这个礼拜这个是可以是我们的挑战。
Perhaps this week this can be our challenge.
管住我们的舌头。
To control and tame our tongues.
不说闲话。
Don't say coarse, meaningless speech.
当我们又有闲话要从我们嘴巴里面出来的时候。
Whenever we have the inclination to say meaningless things.
让我们想起神的话。
Let us remember our Lord's words.
让神的话来管住我们。
And may his words control us, help us to tame our tongue.
好，这是呢审判的第二个方面。
So that is the second aspect of judgment.
第三个方面。
Thirdly.
是讲到我们的侍奉。
Thirdly, it talks about our services.
或者呢建造。
Or building up.
在哥林多前书第三章第十节到第十三节。
In 1 Corinthians 3:10-13.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
我照神给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。此外没有人能立别的根基，若有人用金银宝石草木和鞋在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。在我们得救之后，我们开始在教会里面学习侍奉神，来服侍人，因为我们一得救之后，神给我们一个祭司的地位。
The Lord gave us a position of a priest.
所以呢，我们就以祭司的身份来服侍。
So we have the status of a priest to serve him.
保罗，刚才我们读的那节经文，保罗就用了一个比喻。
From the passage we just read, Paul used the example.
说我们这样的服侍，这样的侍奉，就好像呢，我们在盖房子一样。
He said this kind of serving service is as if we're building a house.
根基已经立好了。
The foundation has been laid.
根基就是主耶稣基督。
The foundation is our Lord Jesus.
他也是呢房角石。
He also is the cornerstone.
然后呢我们在这个根基上来建造。
And we build upon this foundation.
而且呢是建造同一个建筑。
And we're building the same house.
不是呢你造一间，我造一，不是呢？你建一个房子，我建一个房子。
Not individual houses, not your house, my house, his house.
而是呢，在同一个根基上来建造。
But we're building on the same foundation.
所以呢，我们每个人都有自己那份那一个工程。
Therefore, each and every one of us have our own duties.
那这段经文的重点。
Now the main point of this passage.
不是说我们建造的样式是什么样的。
Is not to say.How appearance of what we build, or the pattern of how we build it.
圣经有别的地方讲到那个建造按照什么样式来建造。
Other parts of the scripture explains how the pattern of how from which we should build it.
这节经文的重点是说我们用什么样的材料来建造。
The focus of this passage tells us what kind of material we ought to build with.
而且呢，这里面好像比喻哈，好像隐藏着说呢，用什么材料去建造，我们现在是看不出来的。
It also seems to suggest that the kind of material we use, we can't really tell right now.
从外表上看是差不多一样的。
Externally, it looks pretty much the same.
虽然有两种材料。
Even though there's two kinds of material.
一种呢叫做金银宝石。
First is the jewels and precious stones.
用金银宝石来代表。
Gold and silver costly stones to represent this house.
另外一种材料呢是用草木和鞋来代表。
The other type thing are things like wood, hay, or straw.
也可能就建造完了之后呢外面会有一些漆，就像今天你看我们教会哈，你看到的是什么呢？你看到的是漆，对不对？你看不到里面用的是什么材料。
Maybe it's kind of like our church. Right now, if you stand outside and you look at our church, what do you see? You see...Paint. You can't really see what's inside.
所以我们在教会里面服侍，在教会里面建造，那么在外表上来看，差不多都一样。
So when we learn to serve in our church, and we go build, from externally, it may look very same, the same.
把这个房子建造起来。
To build up this house.
但是这没有结束。
But this is not the end.
有一天呢，神要来验收这个工程。
One day the Lord will come and bring it to and examine it.
神怎么样来验收呢？
How is he going to examine it?
他用火。
He's going to do it through fire.
他来放一把火。
He's going to set fire.
看看呢，这场火之后还剩下什么？
To see what remains after the fire has burned through.
就看到我们在这个建筑上所建的工程被火烧过之后还能不能剩下。
To see if our work still stands after the fire has burned through it.
这样呢就显明我们是用什么样的材料建造了工程。
This will reveal what kind of material we have used to build this house.
如果是用金银宝石这样的材料
If we've used gold, silver, costly stones,
被火试炼之后
then after being revealed with fire,
它还在那里
it'll still be there.
如果是用草木和谐
if it's built using hay or straw or wood,
用火试炼之后就什么都没有剩下
after the fire is finished, there's nothing left.
告诉我们说
tells us this.
我们的侍奉我们的建造
our service, our building up,
在乎是出于神还是出于我们自己
depends on whether it comes from God or comes from us
我们是在灵里面来侍奉他还是凭着我们的肉体来侍奉他
are we serving the spirit of God or serving by our own flesh
我们是体贴圣灵还是体贴肉体
Are we serving using the Spirit or using our own flesh?
因为在我们的侍奉里面
Because in our services,
你会发现弟兄姐妹常常有不同的意见
You will realize that many brothers and sisters have many differing opinions.
这个时候呢，就是我们的肉体显明出来的时候
At this time, it's when our flesh comes out.
这个时候其实就是神把我们里面的光景显明出来的时候。
At that time, it's as if God is revealing in our hearts what our hearts are like.
什么时候我们肯背起自己的十字架
？When will we be willing to carry our own cross？
我们愿意否定我们自己。
To be willing to deny ourselves our own opinions。
在否定自己里面和弟兄姐妹同工。
To deny ourselves and work together with other brothers and sisters.
顺服圣灵在我们心里面的引导。
To submit the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
而不是一味强调我里面的自己的时候。
Rather than insisting our own opinions.
我们所建造的材料就是金银宝石。
Then the material we're using to build is precious stones.
这个呢不是道理。
This is not a doctrine.
你不能说我用什么来判断我是用金银宝石还是用草木和谐
You can't say what can I use to determine whether I'm using costly stones or wooden hay.
这是圣灵在我们每个人心里面对我们说的话
This is things that the Holy Spirit revealed to us in our hearts.
每当你自己安静在神面前的时候
Each time whenever we're silent before our Lord.
其实你很清楚
We truly are very aware.
神要你走哪一条道路
Which way God would want you to go.
当我们里面自己的声音特别强的时候
When our own voice inside of us are very strong.
这个时候你去建造你去侍奉
When this is happening, go build and go to serve.
不管你做什么
It doesn't matter what you're doing.
不管在外面你多么光鲜亮丽
It doesn't matter how victorious or how serious or proper you look outside.
不管在嘴巴上你讲的怎么动听。
It doesn't matter how fervent or with your speech you are.
那都是草木和谐。
Then that is all wood and stone.
除非我们自己的生命被十字架所对付。
That is all wood and hay. Unless we are dealt with the cross.
我们的建造都是草木和谐。
Our building is all wood and hay and straw.
但是如果我们愿意背着自己的十字架。
But if we're willing to carry our own cross,
我们愿意否定自己。
If we're willing to deny ourselves,
如果我们看自己是死的来这样来跟随主。
If we look at ourselves as dead when we're following our Lord,
我们的侍奉，我们的建造就是用 金银宝石。
In our service and building up.
哥林多前书第三章十四节十五节接下来说。
It's use precious stones. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 14 and 15 continues to say.
人在第十四节。
Verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 3.
人在那根基上建造的工程若存得住，他就要得奖赏。
If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救乃像从火里经过的一样。
If it's burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames.
这里讲到神对我们侍奉、对我们建造的审判。
This is speaking about the judgment.According to our service and building up.
审判的结果是或者呢我们得奖赏或者呢受亏损。
The outcome of this is either to be rewarded or narrowly escaping through the flames.
就在乎我们是用什么样的材料。
It all pivots on what material we use to serve.
神家里面的审判。
The judgment of the household of God.
或许还有其他的方面。
Perhaps there's other sides and aspects of it.
但是至少呢，今天我们看到有这样三个方面。
But at least today we've seen these three sides.
神按照我们的行为来审判我。
God uses our behaviors to judge us.
神按照我们的言语来审判我。
God judges us by our tongues.
神也按照我们的侍奉。
Our speech. And also our
来审判我。
To judge us.
这三个方面编织成我们的衣服。
These three sides come together as the constituents of our clothing.
决定了我们将来能不能在神家里面的审判的时候我们可以称义。
It determines whether or not we will be declared righteous in the future.
决定我们是否将来可以穿着洁白的细麻衣来到羔羊的婚宴来欢欢喜喜的来见我们的主。成为他所喜悦的心腹。
It also determines whether in the future we'll be able to wear the fine linen dress before our Lord to be called his bride.
我们可以穿着这样的衣服来到神的婚宴。
We can come before the Lord in this garment.
我们也可以穿着破破烂烂的。
Or we could just wear the raggedy garment that we have ourselves.
战战兢兢地来到神的面前，面对他的审判。
In fearful expectations to come before him.
神盼望他的每一个儿女。
The Lord hopes that each of his sons and daughters.
一方面我们以耶稣基督神的儿子为我们的义在他面前称义。
On one hand, for us to be justified and declared righteous using the covering of Jesus Christ.
不是靠着我们自己。
Not by our own.
来争取神的救恩。
Not by our own to earn salvation.
另一方面，在我们得救以后
，Another aspect, is after we're saved.
神要让我们的生命被他改变。
The Lord will change our lives.
是神的义，不单单是从外面加给我们，是不单单是神算我们为义。
So that not only are we declared righteous before Him,
而这个义呢，在我们里面成为我们的性情，成为我们的性质。
But also this righteousness can become our own very hearts.
这个义呢也可以从我们里面显明出来。
This righteousness may also be revealed from within.
成为我们公义的衣服。
To become our garments of righteousness.
在神的家里面审判的时候让我们可以得着神公义的冠冕。
In the judgment of the household of God that we may receive the crown of glory.
今天时间没有掌握好。
I haven't arranged the time too well.
是讲到衣服这一点。
I've only spoken about this clothing, this garment.
好，以后有时间再讲其他方面。
In the future, we'll continue.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，这些残缺不全的话。
Lord, these imperfect words.
主啊，若是有出于你的
，Lord, if it's from you,
就求你让它留在我们里面。
May you help it stay in our hearts.
若有不是出于你的
，If there's anything that's not of you,
求你也让我们知道
And also help us to know them.
并且从我们里面除去。
And also remove it.
主我们所盼望的。
Lord, we hope.
就是你真实的对我们每一个人说话。
That you would truly speak to each and every one of us.
主啊，圣灵可以为罪为义，使我们能够自己责备自己。
Your Spirit can cause us from our righteousness or our imperfections to repent.
更把主你自己的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And also, give us your love from your Spirit.
让我们能够更多的明白主你在我们每一个圣徒身上的心意。
Help us know more of your will in our own hearts.
改变我们。
Change us.
使我们像你。
To cause us to be like you.
使我们能够在我们一生当中来跟随你。
For us to be able to follow you all our lives.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.